Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 31st, Friday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to market data, Tesla shares closed at about $311, up slightly from the previous close near $309. The stock traded between roughly $302 and $315 during the session, on volume around 36.5 million shares. Technically, the price remains in an upward bias above recent support, with buyers defending the $300 area despite intraday volatility. 10-word technical view, uptrend intact, bulls defending 300, resistance near 315. According to Die Glock, Elon Musk has publicly denied a report suggesting Tesla might separate its China business as a step toward merging with SpaceX. The Wall Street Journal had written that some Tesla managers were allegedly instructed to prepare for a potential carve-out of the China operations ahead of a possible combination with SpaceX. Musk responded on his platform X, calling the report fake news and directly rejecting the idea that Tesla is currently planning such a move. Die Glock mentions that Tesla's Shanghai Gigafactory remains the company's most important production hub worldwide, providing more than half of total global output. Outside the United States, Tesla's only other vehicle plant is in Grünheide near Berlin. For investors, this underlines how structurally important China remains to Tesla's manufacturing and cost base, which makes any discussion of a full separation or exit highly consequential for margins and growth. According to the Wall Street Journal report as summarized by German outlets, internal discussions at Tesla allegedly covered different options for the China business, including a spin-off, a sale, or even closure of certain operations. These scenarios would be designed to make Tesla more compatible with SpaceX's role as a key contractor for the United States government, including defense and space programs. A combined entity with deep operations in China could raise national security concerns in Washington, which is why the China footprint is seen as a central obstacle to any future Tesla-SpaceX merger. According to multiple German news sources, Musk did not categorically shut down the idea of a Tesla-SpaceX combination during the latest Tesla quarterly earnings call. When asked by analysts, he acknowledged overlaps between the companies, especially in artificial intelligence, chips, and robotics, but said such matters could not be discussed in detail on a standard earnings conference. Instead, he emphasized the need for a proper legal and procedural framework, then handed the conversation to Tesla's chief legal officer, who highlighted joint projects like the Terafab chip factory initiative. For investors, this keeps the door slightly open to some form of future corporate realignment, even as Musk publicly dismisses the specific China spin-off story. According to Die Glock, any formal merger between Tesla and SpaceX is currently blocked by SpaceX's strategic importance to the United States government. SpaceX is deeply integrated into American civil and military space activities, including rocket launches for the Pentagon and key roles in the new lunar exploration program. From a regulatory and security perspective, a company with a large, tightly integrated China operation would be difficult to approve as a partner in such sensitive missions. This is why Tesla's extensive China business is viewed as the main structural barrier to a Tesla-SpaceX fusion, despite the technological synergies Musk often highlights. According to Die Glock and other outlets, the Wall Street Journal also reported that Musk has structured Tesla's China business in a way that could be isolated relatively quickly in the event of escalating geopolitical tensions between Washington and Beijing. That means governance, operations, and data flows have allegedly been organized to make a separation technically feasible, even if it would be painful. For shareholders, this indicates that Tesla's management is at least scenario planning around geopolitical risk, which could reduce long-term regulatory overhang but would come with major execution and valuation questions if ever implemented. According to a range of German regional newspapers, including Tageszeitung, the Frankfurter Neue Presse Network, and TZ, Tesla's China business remains absolutely central not only for production but also for demand. The Shanghai plant produces more than half of all Tesla vehicles globally, and China itself is one of the largest markets for electric cars alongside Europe and North America. At the same time, local competitors such as BYD, NIO, and Xiaomi are intensifying price competition, forcing Tesla to rely on scale, software, and autonomous driving features to protect its position. For investors, this creates a critical trade-off. China is both one of Tesla's biggest growth engines and one of its largest strategic and political risks. According to these reports, Tesla is responding to the competitive and geopolitical environment by expanding capacity in Europe, particularly at the Grünheide factory near Berlin. The company has already hired about 1,000 additional employees for the first phase of a production ramp from around 5,000 to roughly 6,200 vehicles per week. Starting in October, recruitment will accelerate again, aiming to push weekly output toward 7,500 vehicles. At that rate, Grandhai could produce roughly 375,000 cars per year, significantly enhancing Tesla's non-Chinese production base and partially diversifying geographic risk. According to Tesla statements cited by Dai Guoc, the original vision for Grandhai was a capacity of up to 1 million vehicles annually, effectively doubling the initial target of 500,000. That higher target has been postponed and tied more closely to overall market conditions, demand, and regulatory developments in Europe. Still, the current expansion indicates that Tesla is seeing enough incremental demand to justify a meaningful ramp. For investors, this European build-out provides an important hedge against potential shocks in China and supports the longer-term thesis of Tesla as a global, multi-plant manufacturer rather than a company overly dependent on a single country. According to multiple German outlets, Musk continues to talk about repositioning Tesla away from being primarily a car manufacturer toward becoming a leader in self-driving robotaxis and humanoid robots. He portrays this as the next major value driver for shareholders, arguing that software, artificial intelligence, and robotics could eventually overshadow hardware sales in contribution to profit and market capitalization. However, the reports also point out that Tesla currently lags behind its own ambitious timelines in both fully autonomous driving and commercial deployment of humanoid robots. For investors, this raises the question of execution risk. The upside is large, but the timing and regulatory path remain uncertain. According to the same coverage, Tesla's partnership and overlap with SpaceX and xAI reinforced this long-term artificial intelligence storyline. SpaceX has already absorbed xAI, Musk's AI firm, and Musk previously moved his social platform X into xAI's structure. These moves consolidate control and align Musk's various ventures around shared AI and hardware platforms. At SpaceX, Musk holds a much higher ownership stake and super voting rights, giving him near total control, while at Tesla he has long sought a stronger voting position. For shareholders, this difference in governance is one reason Musk might be interested in tighter integration among his companies, although such a step would be complex from a legal and regulatory perspective. According to Dai Guoc and Regional Business Press, SpaceX itself recently went public in June, raising a record-setting roughly $75 billion, buoyed by Musk's promises around future AI-driven growth. Yet after early gains, the SpaceX share price has slipped and now trades significantly below its issue level. This weakness in SpaceX stock could affect how any future merger or asset combination with Tesla might be valued, and it adds volatility to the broader Musk ecosystem. Tesla investors should note that cross-company narratives, especially those involving AI, can amplify both the upside and the downside for all the associated stocks. According to German economic coverage, the broader backdrop is rising tension between the United States and China, which is forcing many Western companies, especially in strategic industries, to reassess their exposure. For Tesla, China is simultaneously a key production base, a major end market, and a potential political liability due to SpaceX's defense work. New trade restrictions, technology controls, or national security regulations could pressure Tesla to change how it operates in China or how it structures ownership of those assets. From an investment standpoint, this geopolitical uncertainty is now a core part of the Tesla thesis and will likely remain a catalyst for volatility. According to multiple sources, Tesla's leadership is trying to balance these competing pressures by maintaining flexibility. On one hand, they are reinforcing China as a manufacturing and sales powerhouse to stay competitive in global electric vehicles. On the other hand, they are steadily reinforcing plants outside China, like Grandhai, and reportedly designing corporate structures that could allow a separation if geopolitical events force their hand. Investors and enthusiasts should watch future regulatory filings, commentary on earnings calls, and any concrete steps toward regional spin-offs as early signals of how this strategic dilemma will be resolved. Thank you for listening to Tesla Daily News. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing and sharing it with other Tesla enthusiasts and investors.